So the rumors of your demise are exaggerated?
They're just wrong, not exaggerated. We are thriving, as you can see, from the pace in the ballroom. Booksellers are passionate people, and they are going to thrive in any atmosphere. That's not to say it hasn't had its challenges, but I would tell you that we are certainly coming out of the recession, as most businesses are trying to, and we're doing great.
One of the challenges is the printed page itself, and that's a room full of books. So everything is now transitioned to the electronic format.
Exactly. I mean, myself personally, I never converted to the e-reader, but I do understand why and that a number of people have. But to me, a book is a possession of mine. It's a gift. And I become very attached to my books. I collect them. You should see my bedroom. And I think most people who have been reading for a long time feel that way. And there's also the other aspect of it, which I'm on a computer, laptop all day long. I'm on my phone texting and emailing all day long. When I get in bed at night, I don't want another screen. And I think I know there's a huge population of people who feel that way as well.
So long live the dog-eared book.
Absolutely. Well, there's a number of people in that room who don't want to hear you say dog-eared, but I do dog-ear.
I didn't know. Is there a rule? Some say.
Some say you should never dog-ear a book, that you have to respect those pages and you can't do that. But I'm a dog-earer.
Me too. Just between you and me, we'll just keep it on the down low. What's the future look like? How do you look into an unknown future with who knows what the next technological wave will be?
Right. Well, you know, we work closely with ABA, which is the American Booksellers Association, and they are amazing at providing education to our booksellers. They're at this show. They support the regional EDs across the country. We meet with them all the time. And they, if there's new technology coming, they know about it, and they provide the education for our booksellers to know how to use it and sell it. And, you know, it's not like our bookstores don't sell ebooks and e-readers. The savvy ones do that. And so now they're working with them, and, you know, it's a partnership at this point.
Independent booksellers often mean one store, two stores. Maybe there's a big store like we have in Denver, A Tattered Cover, but it seems familial. It seems, you know, everyone knows the regular customer is so important.
That's, I believe, why bookstores are still here and will continue to be here, because it's a more personal environment. You don't get that kind of relationship with a bookseller at, you know, Barnes & Noble, for instance. These booksellers, they know your children. They know what your children like to read. They will recommend that. You'll have a customer walk in the store and they know them and they say, I have this book you have to read. It's that personal relationship that, I'm sorry, an algorithm on Amazon cannot replace that. I think that's why we're still here and thriving. It's that intimacy that you just can't replace with technology.
Laura Airy, thanks very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.